dining, and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Mostly sunny and less windy today with highs this afternoon in the upper 60s.
And at 5 a.m., it is 41 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
The city of Charlottesville has pulled its request for proposals for a new government complex. The city spokesperson says once the RFP was put out, vendors said the deadline was too soon. The city was asking for proposals by October 25th. An RFP for the project will be reissued sometime in the future.
Albemarle County Commonwealth's Attorney Robert Tracy agreed yesterday afternoon to take part in the League of Women Voters Commonwealth's Attorney Forum with Jim Hingley after rules were set down regarding interruptions from the audience. Challenger Jim Hingley said that aside from the voters who elect the Commonwealth's Attorney, he would appoint another civilian review board above them.
I intend to establish a community oversight committee to hold the prosecutor's office accountable.
Robert Tracy disagreed.
Having a group of people looking over every prosecution decision and asking for access to personal and confidential files related to law enforcement doesn't seem like a prudent idea in my perspective.
Election day is just over 2.5 weeks from now.
The University of Alabama student from Crozet who's accused of threatening LSU Stadium has been formally charged.
Police say Kroll admitted making the threat in an attempt to interrupt the game because a friend was in danger of losing a large bet.
Connor Correll is facing a charge of communicating false information.
It has been a notable baseball year in Virginia, and the Little Leaguers from Loudoun South, the first Virginia team to play in Williamsport for the Little League World Series in 25 years, have given some advice to the National League champion Washington Nationals headed to the World Series.
Just take it all in because it goes really by really fast.
You can hear World Series Game 1 Tuesday night here on WCHV.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Ariana Meniz.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 41 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weekend Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Listen up. The Suzuki Fall Sales event at Village Motorsports in Unionville is cycling into fall with bountiful deals on the Suzuki motorcycles you deserve. Carve it up on the cafe-inspired SV650X or find your line on the nimble RMZ250. Show the road who's boss on the Boulevard M109R or roll out the rev carpet for the king of sport bikes, the GSX R1000. There's a new Suzuki at Village Motorsports with your name on it, so hurry in for the Suzuki Fall Sales event or go online at villagemotorsportsva.com.
Get ready to do more,
see more, and conquer more for less.
Suzuki Quad Fair 2019 is happening now at Village Motorsports in Unionville. For a limited time only, save big from the seat of your new Suzuki King Quad ATV with low finance.